The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
This Sunday on the K-Jazz Show, we are taking a trip that begins on the banks of the Phosphorus, gliding through the cobble streets of Florence, making its way to Johannesburg, where jazz meets joy, culture meets curiosity, and rhythm knows no borders. An extraordinary young voice in global jazz, Hakan Bezar, of course, the 21-year-old Turkish pianist, whose elegance, maturity, and flair have been making waves since his debut on Top of the Roof. He was recently in Johannesburg for the Joy of Jazz Festival, and his trio performance left audiences breathless, not just their technical mastery, but for their unmistakable warmth and cultural openness. And together, they've crafted a stunning project simply called Maiden Voyage, a nod to Herbie Hancock's classic, but with fresh, youthful vitality that reminds us that jazz, much like travel, is about rediscovery. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man. Thank you for all these great sentences. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to something nice things, but I mean, you know, you you talk like I really huge some masters or something like that. I feel really appreciated, you know. Oh, and man, thank you for welcoming me, man.
I'm glad you could join us. You know, your playing on Maiden Voyage has been described, Hakan, as elegantly effortless, and you're mature beyond your years. You know, how do you balance, I guess, the discipline of technical mastery and the freedom of jazz expression at just the age of 21?
Yeah, you know, actually, this I mean, my age is really young, but I mean, this is, I can say the big long story, I think. So actually, I mean, for my technically, exactly, I mean, I worked with my father because my father also was a jazz guitarist, and he helped me about it a lot of times. I mean, we looked at it, some good transcriptions and some good musics. He was always listening some George Benson's and Wes Montgomery's because, you know, he was a guitarist and he was listening the whole guitars. And when I was like 4 years old, and I was always listening these great musicians. And after that, I got some really favorite record from George Benson, actually. That was the Blues Bounce, has to be. And I mean, I was always wondering who was this, the pianist, actually, you know, and I checked it out at the, I mean, I checked it really late, actually. I checked it at the 2020, I think, at the core, you know, the some corona times. That was really, which is difficult, you know, and I saw the Herbie's his names. And then after I tried to, you know, discover him, and then after, you know, I listened to Miles and some guys like that. Before that one, I was totally working on some transcription of the great pianists, you know, Oscar Peterson's especially, because his omnibooks and some great musics, that was really hard. And also Keith Jarrett's some solo piano improvisation transcriptions I was playing. And then after, I said, yeah, man, I mean, I'm done with these notes. I have to try to listen and I have to try to improvise. And then, you know, I just played with the Blues Bounce record, and after, you know, yeah, I discovered that Herbie, and then he blew my mind, man. And when I first listened to his Maiden Voyage album, that's it, man.
Oh, man, incredible. And of course, as part of your trio, you know, you play with Michelangelo, who is the bassist, and often, you know, he makes the sound very conversational, as though you and him and the drums are having this incredible dialogue. How do you cultivate, you know, that sense of musical conversation during a trio setting?
Actually, my friend, I mean, I got some two tattoos, and you know that this, the first one is the jazz is dead, and the second one is the language is alive. So this is why I am talking about the language is alive, actually, because I mean, at these times, I mean, you know, at the first, the jazz music is come out with some American black peoples, some music, and there was also some of these musics on the growing up at New Orleans. But now we can say the jazz music is incredibly, incredibly global, and we can't say any jazz or some label for that music, because this music got some, a lot of freedomity and some freedom spaces actually. And so, which is also John Coltrane and Bill Evans was also saying like that. I mean, we don't know what you are saying. This is a jazz word or something like that. But, you know, we are trying to our new some experiments on when we are on this stage. And this is what I believe. And, you know, and also, I mean, you know, my musicians all from Italian and I'm from Turkey. And, you know, I played also some another great musicians from Holland and Spain and stuff. And everyone when they know this language, so then you can understand yourselves and you can understand what you are doing actually. This is the why we can create some conversation really quickly.
The same conversation now continues, you know, Hakan, the Maiden Voyage itself, the project, you know, draws on the tradition of bebop and hard bop, yet it feels refreshingly alive, I beg your pardon. Let's talk about the vision, you know, revisiting those jazz classics, you know, rather than focusing on, you know, your own original compositions. What inspired this revisit, this node, this tribute, if we may call it that?
Yeah, actually, this project got some really funny story, actually. You know, at 2024, I was doing some tour, actually, at the Italy, at the Sicily. And my manager, his name is Rosario. He suggested to be Bernardo for the play, and I said okay, why not, you know. And then we played some 3 or 4 concerts at the Italy, and then after this tour we were drinking some good things, and then I said, hey guys, this trio sounded really great and stuff, so I said, why don't we create some album? And then 1 month later, Rosario called me and he said, Hakan, you're gonna record at the Milano for Red Records label. I came to the Milano and we recorded like a 1.5 day or something like that, because I mean it was really intense section was that. I mean we recorded just on the take once, like a monk, you know. He was also saying he was also recording the take one, take two, but he was always using the take once. And I think this is really important, because at the take once, you can feel this breathless moments and something like that. Talking about my vision about the bebop or the hard bop stuff, actually I can't say the bebop or the hard bop, because I mean I am more into it about the post bop area actually. I mean, you know, they are totally not really same, but they are really near to, you know, the terms, especially, you know.
Thank you.
Kofifi FM, for today's edition, we're spending time with Hakan Bazaar of the Hakan Bazaar Trio. And he joins us this Sunday to talk about their brand new project, Maiden Voyage. And of course, we've also been reflecting on their recent visit to Johannesburg for the Joy of Jazz Festival. Now, Hakan, you and I met on the eve of the very first day of the festival, and we got into, you know, several jazz conversations. And the one thing that really did stand out, you know, was the cross-cultural exchanges that are brought together by these festivals, and an opportunity, I guess, you know, for the community to learn and share these experiences. And of course, Johannesburg has its distinct jazz pulse. You know, it's vibrant, it's soulful, it's politically rooted. You know, what surprised you, or what inspired you, maybe, you know, about performing in South African, for South African audiences during the festival?
You know, actually, you know, I got a little some inspiration from the jazz music and from black music and some stuff like that from my childhood, actually, at my childhood, my first music hero was a George Benson. I mean, you know, I totally felt that the soul and that feel, and my father gave me this thing, actually. He was saying also, my son, this is a poison. When you take this poison, you can't leave that. You're gonna live with this on the whole your life, and it's going like that, you know. And actually, I got some chance on for to visit the whole Johannesburg on some stuff, you know. I mean, when I was hanging around on the Johannesburg, I mean, I saw a lot of people, and they're totally always dancing, always feeling the groove. And you know, I mean, on the world, sometimes everything can be bad or worse or something like that, but from my childhood, I was always trying to be keeping my soul and keeping my feeling on vibrations. And I mean, this is why I really would like to play at the African and at the Johannesburg and stuff. I really would like to experience that vibration from the center of this culture, actually. And I mean, woo, that was crazy, man. Whole things, you know. I mean, yeah, you know that.
I love that. I love that. We love that. We're grateful that you had fun when you're in Johannesburg. And of course, you and your trio members, you know, come from cities that are really steeped in rich history, you know, Istanbul and Florence and so on and so forth. Let's talk about the parallels, you know, between the old cities and the creative energy, maybe then, you know, when we talk about the musicians that you found in Johannesburg. Let's compare, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I gonna talk with my city from Istanbul, I mean, Istanbul got always some music, actually, you know, especially on the Armenians and the stuff was living on the Istanbul really early times, like a, I mean, 1920 or 1930s or something like that. I mean, everyone knows. I mean, there is a lot of just a two great drum cymbal label always using on the great stages is a Zildjian and Istanbul Agop, you know. And you know, Istanbul is my city, and they were doing these cymbals on the really early times, and they were also playing some jazz music on the really early times on my city with the Turkish guys, with the Armenian guys, and they were having some fun at the 40s. I mean, also Dizzy Gillespie was visited the Turkey, but he visited the Istanbul and he played his quartet with the, you know, he was playing also at the Syria and some great Middle Eastern some placements. My city got always some culture, always with the jazz music. It really was underground and still a little bit underground. But at these times, for example, when I look at the university, I can see some jazz statement and stuff on some music conservatories on my city. And these new guys on my ages or maybe younger than me, they are listening Walter Simmel and or Third, or they are listening the Emmanuel Wilkins, they are listening to these new huge guys, man. And you know, there's new wave on the Gen Z for this jazz music, you know. Especially you can see that also on the Emmett Cohen's plays stuff on the, you know, at the YouTubes and stuff. I mean, there is a lot of some good and some nice videos at the YouTube from really early times. You can reach out to Tony Williams' videos. You can reach out to Freddie Hubbard's ones. And you know, you are just a 21 guy and you can have some fun, you know.
Keeping it simple here on the KJS show, of course, in conversation with Hakan Bazar. He is a pianist and he is based in Istanbul this Sunday, and we're chatting about and reflecting about jazz and his experience here in the city. And before the music break, of course, we were talking about what he got up to and what were his favorite moments about being in South Africa, what he experienced and so on. Of course, what's next, Hakan, you know, for the trio? Perhaps any exciting news that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I won the school from the jazz campus, from the Basel Music Academy, you know. I am studying at there right now. And I came to Turkey for like a 1 week for my gigs from here. And then after I'm going to go to the Basel. Actually, I got some festivals on the Rome Jazz Festival and the Venice Jazz Festival I'm going to play. And then after I'm going to go to back to my school, you know. And for next, actually, I am playing some guys from my country, from my ages right now. And, you know, I am playing some good quartets with my great guitarist friends. His name is Eggman, Tosun Bas. And these guys is really great, actually. And maybe we can create some new record from the Germany. I mean, we are going to try these things. Maybe I can create some new music from my country, because I got some new trio with some classical guitar and a percussion and me, and we are playing my whole country's folk songs, and we are matching up these things with the, you know, with the some great post-bop jazz music and stuff. So I mean, I am looking at musicians like ambassadors, you know. I really would like to be there again at the Johannesburg with my folk music trio, and his name is Abi. Abi, it means on the Turkish language, it means big brother and the elder brother, meaning, you know, because I mean, at my country, for the musician's language, we are always saying, you know, brother, hey brother, you know, this is coming from this language and this is a family feelings, you know. So, and that's now fine. We decide to, why don't we say the brother, you know. This is my Turkish teacher on the Basel, and I gave my folk music. And he said, man, there's a lot of some good modal musics out there. And I mean, for these, when we look at these modal musics, I mean, their names come out from the Middle Eastern old peoples, you know, Lydians and, the Dorians. And they were like a human, man. I mean, and we are playing their history, you know. And I mean, so now, I mean, if we're gonna play some global jazz festivals, and if we're gonna want to create some global festivals, so we have to match up these cultures more intensely. For example, we have to create more jam sessions and some stuff. And jam sessions is the culture of the jazz music, actually. And this is the culture of the being global, actually. For example, I really would like to play some jam sessions, more jam sessions at the Johannesburg, at the my Istanbul Jazz Festivals and stuff. If we can create some these kind of things, so I mean, maybe we're gonna create some new musics at 2025, because at these times everyone said, man, we can't create at the 2025. They played all the music. They finished all the stuff. Man, why don't we create, man? You know, you can't kill the jazz. You can't kill the giants, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm in agreement with you. You know, the last thing that you and I said to each other when we parted ways the last time we were together, you know, is that you should really come over and experience, you know, the city of Istanbul and the jazz scene. And I really want you to paint a picture, you know, like you did for us when we were in conversation with you, what that really looks like. Let's talk about, you know, as we wrap up our conversation, let's talk about what, you know, the Istanbul scene looks like, you know, and what, as travelers, we can look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, Istanbul scene's got some really interesting scenes, man. I mean, this scene got some culture like Montreux. This scene got some culture like Holland and some European guys. Because, I mean, Roy Hargrove was playing at our some good jazz clubs. For example, our most old jazz club is like 24 years old, man. And, you know, the whole these New Yorker guys was playing out there. For example, Christian McBride would like to play at the Nardis Jazz Club, but at his concert time, Ray Brown paced out and he couldn't came out. But the Roy Hargrove came to the Nardis, and you know, for example, some great saxophonists from the Turkish guy. And, you know, I mean, you know, he was telling some story to us, to young guys, actually. He said, man, I was trying to find some practice room at the Istanbul University for the plane. And I was, and I heard some saxophone sound and another room. And when I opened the room, I saw the Bradford Marcellus, man, and he was practicing. Man, what the hell is going on? So Istanbul got some really great stories of like this from the jazz giants, actually. You know, and Istanbul Jazz Festival is really, really huge one. So everyone has to come, man.
Oh, absolutely. And we look forward to also making our maiden voyage, you know, coming to Istanbul, Turkey, to experience this incredible, you know, scene that you're painting a wonderful picture about, you know, where the world comes together in one wonderful city called Istanbul. And you're all part of the global conversation. And of course, just like that, our maiden voyage with Hakan Pazar comes to a close. Of course, proving that music travels and carries it with more than just melody. It carries memory and carries emotion and shared human rhythm from the streets of Istanbul to the piazzas of Florence with his trio, and now the heartbeat of Johannesburg. Their sound as the Hakan Pazar trio reminds us that jazz isn't just a genre. It is a geography of feeling, a passport stamped in improvisation, and a conversation that keeps evolving with every note. Of course, thank you, Hakan, for joining us this Sunday.
Man, I really would like to thank for the inviting me, man. I mean, you know, this kind of sharing these ideas is really great. And, you know, I mean, if we can keep our imagination, our trust and our exploration, so music gonna be keep alive, you know. Absolutely. I mean, not a jazz, music gonna be keeping alive, you know.
That's right. Like you always say, jazz is dead, language is alive.
Yeah, brother. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Thank you for bringing your world to ours and for reminding us that the truest voyage in jazz is always the one that connects the souls and not just sounds. Of course, his name is Hakan Pazar of the Hakan Pazar Trio, and he was on the K-Jazz Show.